mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already into hour number three. We have wide open telephones today. Any news item, any topic, any issue you want to discuss, no holds barred, you're welcome to join us here live on air. The toll-free number to get involved is 1-800-259-9231. Predominantly in the last 2 hours, I've been talking about national toll roads going in at the state level. When you get your sticker every year that you pay your tax, there'll be a transponder in it that reads it and taxes you as you drive down the road. Also, the insurance companies will report into a database that's affixed to that transponder number, and the minute your insurance runs out, the police are going to pull you over and take you to jail. One more little wrinkle in what the globalists are putting in this control grid. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to another John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I think I probably need to start calling you with my middle name. There seem to be a lot of Johns from Tennessee today.
There are a lot of Johns out there, yeah.
I was wondering if you were aware of Malachi Martin, the author of the book, The Keys of This Blood.
I have heard a lot about him.
I think you should get that book and read it. But the subtitle for this book is Pope John Paul II versus Russia and the West for Control of the New World Order. This book was written about a decade or so ago, and Malachi Martin, as you may be aware, is a former Jesuit. When he quit the Jesuit order, he didn't quit being a priest, though, and he was a Vatican scholar. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not, but it goes into a lot of the detail about the fall of the Eastern Bloc and basically the struggle for control of the New World Order, and they're not hiding it that the papacy is trying to control stuff. I agree with you that there's definitely a lot of evil in a lot of the different religions. I totally agree with you about Pat Robertson. I thank you for putting that information out. I wasn't aware about his stance on forced abortion until I heard that on your radio station.
Well, CNN asked him about 4 years ago. They said, what about China with their Planned Parenthood with abortions and all of this? And he said, well, they're doing what they have to do, and it should be more aggressive.
Right.
Then his clarification on the CBN website said, well, yeah, China's got a problem. They've got to do something.
Yeah. But what separates the Catholic Church from someone like Pat Robertson is not that the not what they do so much as the power that they wield. We're looking at a church that's actually a nation. They have ambassadors.
Yeah, it is. Vatican City, 2,000 years old, yeah.
Right, and we can see from just this funeral the enormous influence we have. Heads of state rearranging their schedules.
I know. It's just when we bring up a topic like this, then it just dominates everything, and then we'll have the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventist and the every other group calling in saying, we're the way.
Well,
it just turns into a big balkanized fight. Whereas I'm just a follower of Christ, and that's the end of it for me. And but people are welcome to talk about this.
Well, I totally agree with you on that we shouldn't squabble over the religious over this.
I mean, look, when Pope John Paul II comes out and calls for a new world order or calls for this global religion, I expose it.
Right.
I'm just not going to try to alienate all the Catholic listeners who I have found really are more active than most people and out there doing a lot of good stuff.
Oh, I agree. I think that there are a ton of really good Catholic people. I look at what happened down in Central America with Negroponte ignoring the murder of the nuns that were trying to stand up for rights. I'm just saying that in this one particular instance, this one institution is just in a position to do a lot that other people are not in a position to do.
All righty, thanks for the call. We'll come back and take more calls on the other side. See if you want to talk about toll roads. We can talk about the Pope, though. Mainstream media is.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, going out on the AM and FM dial. A lot of new great affiliates out there. We're definitely growing, praise God. And simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night at 3210. And, of course, at Infowars.com. I'm going to go to, here in just a few minutes, to Larry and to Brock and Tim and John and Mark and everybody else that's patiently holding, and then I'll get into some of the other news. But, you know, I notice things societally. And I've really intuitively studied how people respond to information, how people see the world, how things can be hidden in plain view. The power of getting people to play along with a big lie because they feel like they're part of the system. What people know is a lie, but they still go along with it. And then I look at the minds of young people that are new and crackling with intelligence and creativity and exploration. And I look at children's movies, predominantly films that target children. And then I look at how adults interpret those films. I'll actually ask people, because I don't watch a lot of TV, maybe 30 to 45 minutes of news a week. The last few weeks I haven't been working as much, only 12 hours a day on average, about 10 hours a day on average. So I've been working 16 to 18 hours a day the last 4 or 5 months, so I kind of cut back a little bit just to rest. I was exhausted. So it feels like a vacation just working 10, 12 hours a day. But why am I getting into this? It doesn't matter. The point is that I do watch movies. I go see a movie every couple weeks. And I go see movies I don't agree with, you know, to go see what the popular culture is pushing. To kind of give you reviews occasionally. And when I go into a movie, I don't suspend my disbelief. You know, they'll tell you most adults suspend their disbelief, and they actually they put electrodes on people's heads, especially on the big screen, and it happens with TV too, even to a greater extent in some cases. Literally, the brain is accepting the information as if it's real. But I digress. I've seen plots, predominantly in children's films, where the government is carrying out terror attacks, or other groups are carrying out terror attacks, to blame it on their enemies, and to then pose as the saviors. The Incredibles, which is a pretty family-friendly film compared to most I've seen out there, which I just thought was great. The Incredibles. And it's animated. And I'll just give the film away because it's more important to talk about this. There's a terrorist, basically, who sells weapons to the government. And he's jealous of the superheroes, so he's been hunting them down and killing them. So he can launch a fake attack on New York City with a giant robot that he really controls, and he can show up on the scene and defeat the robot and save New York and then basically be their leader. And I've talked to young people. I'll be in a grocery store line, and I'll see them people with that in the cart, the DVD in the cart. This is like a week ago, and I said to the family, it was like a 12-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl and their mother, and I said, oh, The Incredibles, you see that? And they go, yeah, it's a really good movie. And I said, I asked the young man, I said, well, what did you get from the film? What was it about? Well, the bad guy, he attacks the city because he wants to be a superhero and be liked. And then I talk to adults about the film, and this is what I do. I'm a weirdo, folks. This is how I study things. I talk to adults, and they go, yeah, I really liked the movie, but I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. And it's the same thing with Final Fantasy, which is a very new age occulty film, but it's done well. And there's this evil top general who actually opens up the gates of the city to let this enemy force in so he can then blame his political enemies that they didn't do enough and get control. And I've talked to children about that, young people. They get it. I talk to adults. They go, these are people that have, you know, $100,000 a year jobs. They go, yeah, I saw Final Fantasy. I didn't get the plot. Because I'll say, what was the plot? They'll go, I don't know. Well, did you pick up on that? And, well, no, I didn't understand why he did that. You know, why did he open the gates to let the aliens in to attack? That didn't make sense. Well, of course it did. He wanted to blame the council. And I was the first person to talk about this. I think it was the Washington Post wrote a story about it. Same thing with Lord of the Rings. I talked about it. I'm not sitting there listening to me. It's just that it's common sense. In Lord of the Rings, USA Today compared the all-seeing burning eye to the Total Information Awareness Network symbol, and you know how it's all-seeing total information awareness. And then USA Today wrote an article about it. It was the same thing with Attack of the Clones, Part 2 of the Star Wars trilogy. The prequels, which are New Age and occulty and all that stuff. But the point is that I've seen the deleted scenes from the first Star Wars film, Episode 4, where it's the global empire and a galactic slave state and the taxation and all this. And it really has that message in it. Well, in Attack of the Clones, I've talked to adults. I was talking to a really smart editor the other day, and he said, I didn't get the plot. I said, I didn't get the plot, but I know children that did. But the Washington Post did write an article about it, and so did others, going, well, people don't get this plot. It's simple. Count Dooku, who is this separatist leader, he really works. I talk about films because people societally interface and interact through films more than any other medium. Count Dooku really works for the Emperor, who was really a secret emperor of a shadow government. He's senator. He's the chancellor. And when he was just a senator, he created a crisis that then he then managed to become chancellor. Then he creates a new crisis to become basically emperor. And Count Dooku goes and starts blowing up planets and, you know, causing wars and doing all this. And he gets defeated at the end by the chancellor with his big army of stormtroopers. And they praise the stormtroopers and everybody's hailing the starships as they take off at the end of the film. And then Count Dooku flies and lands and meets with the Emperor, and he goes, "Good news, my lord, the war has begun." And, I mean, I talk to children, they understand. They go, "Count Dooku works for the Emperor, and they're creating a war so he can take over." Then I talk to adults who've got 150 IQs. It's like there's a mental block, folks. They can't even see it. They can't even get the plots of children's movies. How are they going to get 9/11? I go, "Hitler blew up his own Reichstag. It's in Encyclopedia Britannica. They admit it. We have the Nazi documents." They go, "Well, why would he want to blow up his own building? It was his building." "Because he wanted to blame it on enemies and take control." Huh? Huh? "Well, Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan to attack and hijack jets and crash them and bomb D.C. You know, real stuff. Well, why would they do that? Why? Why? I just don't, because then that gives them the excuse to take over. And the similarities, you know, in that film, and this was, again, picked up by others, where you've got this terrorist, Count Dooku, on this desert planet who's carrying out terror attacks, and he really works for the chancellor who wants total martial law. It's the same thing with bin Laden in the real world, folks. And people can't get this. But let's go ahead and play this. This is the trailer for Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. On May 19th, the dark side will be unleashed. This is all. That's the text that goes along with the trailer, and I'd say the dark side has already been released here in the real world. But here it is.
Dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Is it possible to learn this power?
Not from a Jedi.
The Council wants you to report on all the Chancellor's dealings. That's treason. We are at war, Anakin.
Very dangerous putting him together. I don't think the boy can handle it. I don't trust him.
I need your help, sir.
I'm appointing you to be my personal representative on the Jedi Council.
You're on this council, but we do not grant you the rank of master.
What? Obi-Wan and the Council don't trust me.
Learn to know the dark side of the Force, and you achieve a power greater than any Jedi.
You're under arrest, Chancellor.
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi? Every single Jedi is now an enemy of the Republic. Do what must be done. Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
Who could have done this?
So twisted by the dark side, young Skywalker has become.
I feel so helpless.
Children understand it, but adults don't. We'll be right back.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fights.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
But I use the examples of popular culture to illustrate that children's movies, predominantly for children, you know, have this theme of government-sponsored terror to get control throughout them. But then I talk to young people, they get the plots, adults don't. There is a mental block out there. We have official government plans like Gladio that they carried out for a decade from 69 to 79 in Europe, blowing up school buses, one of their favorite tactics, to blame it on their political enemies. You blow something up and blame it on somebody. It's real simple, folks. Called a frame-up. Then the people come clamoring to you to save them. And adults better wake up to this and get the understanding that, you know, well, out of the mouths of babes, as the good book says. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who should I go to next? Larry in Arizona, then Brock, Tim, John, Tom, Mark, others. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for letting me on your show. I talked to the Tombstone Tumbleweed newspaper this morning.
Yeah, Chris Simcox, heading up the Minuteman Project.
Well, the employee I talked to was named Gray, G-R-E-Y. And here's some information he asked me to give to you and your listeners. I got a few points. I'll just make it real fast. There's been a 96% decrease in the illegal aliens coming across that section of the border where the Minuteman Project is taking place. The illegal aliens are backing up on the Mexican side of the border at the rate of 3,000 per day. The Mexican Army has brought in about 10,000 troops to give water to the illegal aliens, I guess, so they can cross at night.
And that's incredible because Chris Simcox has always been very accurate and given us good info. I've got to get him on.
Yes, I'll give out the phone number if you want to in a few minutes, a few seconds here.
Well, that won't help him to give out a phone number for a bunch of folks to call him. What I'll do is, I don't have the number on me. Give it to me during the break. I'll call and try to get one of their people on for 5 minutes to give us this report.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Let me make a few more comments. There's a huge Army fort right near Naco called Fort Huachuca.
Yes.
And it's a fabulous fort. If you ever visit it, you just fall in love with it. But anyway, the commander is the previous commander of Abra Ghraib, a prison over there in Iraq.
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, and she has ordered her troops at Fort Huachuca not to get involved and don't help the Tombstone Minuteman.
Well, Bush has been attacking the Minutemen.
Okay,
how dare them go call the police? All they do is sit there with the telephone and call the police. We're supposed to all tattle on our neighbors for no reason, but don't go protect the border.
Now, the residents that are living in that area are asking the question, what happens when the Minutemen go away, you know, because they fear retribution from the border crossers and the illegal aliens and the terrorists. And so, we would like to ask your listeners if they would like to come over and participate in the Minuteman project after the first phase is over.
Yeah, we need to keep the Minuteman project going, not just a few weeks, but a few months. And, I did see a little tidbit in the news about it cutting way back on the number of illegals and that they are backing up. I hadn't seen that 3,000 a day number. Goodness gracious. I knew it was over 3,000 a day crossing, 3 million a year. Well, that's the number one crossing in the country, but goodness gracious.
They're just stuck on the other side. They're sitting on the desert floor, and the Mexican Army is giving them water.
Well, the Mexican government gives them training manuals how to get across. Hey, well, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me the Tombstone Tumbleweeds number. I'll call them. We'll try to get one of their people on right now. All right, and so, folks, get that number from him. Call the Tumbleweed, the newspaper. Tell them, get me Simcox or any of the representatives on. I want to report directly from the newspaper, and I meant to do that this week. I had them on last week. We'll get daily reports for you as this unfolds, as this heats up. Let's go ahead and go to Brock. Brock in Canada. Welcome, Brock.
Thanks, Alex. I wanted to ask you a couple of things, if you could possibly encapsulate them. The first one is, what is the agenda of the very highest level Masons? And if you could touch on the white slavery rings, particularly, I guess Kofi Annan's involved in one of them, I hear. And
that's been in the mainstream news.
And if you could just encapsulate about the Masons and that, I'd appreciate it.
I'll do that. We're about to break. Any other questions? I'll do it when we get back.
One comment. I don't know what you think of this, but I'm predicting that Condoleezza Rice will be the next president.
I've been hearing that. But people thought it'd be Powell, too. I don't know.
So
my money's on Schwartzy in 08 or 012. That's what all the indicators are.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. I'll try to answer your two questions when we get back. On the other side of this quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You know, we don't just go out on the AM and FM dial or the internet or satellite. I just got word. I guess I missed the notification. But in the third hour each day of the daytime show, we have a new frequency on shortwave. Of course, for those that lost what frequency you were on, it's kind of hard to explain that to them, but we'll try to tell you that before we end the broadcast. I'll answer the last caller's question after we're done with this guest. He's Gray Deegan, and he's the head administrator there at the Tombstone Tumbleweed for the Minuteman Project. He's a volunteer in his own capacity. And so the caller called in and talked about talking to Gray, and I'm aware of Gray's work, and to bring us up to speed, not just on what the mainstream media is saying about the 1,000-plus volunteers down that one sector of the southern border in Arizona, but what's actually happening from the Minutemen themselves. Gray, thanks for coming on in such a short notice.
No problem at all. When you do this, I love it.
I think there's a radio on in the background, but it doesn't matter. You can leave it on, whatever.
Oh, we just got a lot of people in this room.
I bet you do. Well, listen, the caller was saying that 3,000 a day are stacking up. We know the Mexican Army's already there giving them water in the past. Give us a report exactly what's happening.
Well, the Mexican Army and other special units of the Mexican government are trying to move the Mexican people away from the border as it's set up right now in our particular area. We're actually observing an area that's about 60 miles long on the border. And they're trying to move people both to the east and west of us and observation points, but also so they avoid the many hundreds of Border Patrol agents which have been brought in from other parts of Arizona, California, and New Mexico.
So, again, folks, thousands and thousands of people cross there every day. They're stacking up like cordwood. The Mexican government puts out manuals how to infiltrate, and here are the Mexican troops who've shot and killed federal officers, attacked and kidnapped families. Mainstream news, they're now staging them and moving them around to other areas. Is the mainstream media picking up on this?
Actually, a couple of them are actually starting to pay attention. They're not all paying attention, of course. But
this shows how wide open everything is in this one spot they're stacking up. How many thousands?
I have no idea. We look at about somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 that come through our little section. Those are going to be shifted over to other places, which the present administration has pulled the resources, the meager resources that usually watch those areas, over to this area to make a publicity show.
Now, we've already got dozens of aircraft in the air. Is that how you're able to know what they're doing?
Yes, we have aircraft. We have observers of all kinds. And then we, of course, have the mainstream media coming in here and giving us reports.
Has the Tombstone Tumble been able to post any photos or video?
No, not yet. What we're doing right now is we're using every bit of our resources to do nothing more than to keep up with this volunteer effort. And
what about heading them off at the pass and traveling to the other staging points to expose that?
There has been discussion that right now what we have to do, first of all, and you realize this, we have to make sure our people are kept out of harm's way. And so any additional work that we do or any additional sites that we do have to be completely scouted out in advance to assure ourselves that our volunteers will not be put in harm's way.
I wish I could be there.
You're more than welcome to come on down and set up a remote feed and talk to the people right from where it's happening.
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, for a three-hour show, phone feeds really don't work well. Our affiliates don't like that. If I had some good guest host who I could get to fill in for me, I'd probably... How long is this going to be going on?
We're going to be doing this through the 30th of April.
And boy, I tell you, thousands are stacked up now. How do you know we know the Mexican troops are there, but how do you know they're there giving them water and all this?
Well, because the volunteers have been observing them. I mean, we're talking, we're well within very good field glasses viewing from our points of observation.
What are the Mexican troops doing? Just driving around with trucks, giving them water?
Well, basically what they've been doing the last 4 days is that's what they normally do. And then they also set up guard stations over the staging areas. But now what they've been doing is loading them into the back of the trucks and moving them to other staging areas which are not in direct line of sight from our operations.
Well, Mr. Deegan, this is so beautiful in the spirit of 1776 or the Alamo to see over 1,000 Americans down there resisting this invasion, this open invasion. I mean, the troops are there helping them. This is insane.
Any other country in the world, if you had 3,000 people coming across from one little area, remember, this is just an area we picked out for operations because it is familiar to the folks here in Arizona that started Civil Homeland Defense. Remember, this is Civil Homeland Defense, which is essentially a neighborhood watch group, which finally said, hold it.
Homeland Security tells people to look through neighbors' fences and spy on them, but then you guys go down to the border to show illegal aliens engaging in felonies, and you're bad.
Well, actually, the President of the United States called us vigilantes, as if calling us nasty names would make us go away.
Well, I don't think vigilante's a nasty name.
Well, he tried to do it that way, so he tried to paint us as something terrible.
Because he wants amnesty.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure he deserves amnesty. It's treason, isn't it?
It is. Well, I was interrupting. You're saying tell us again the real mission of the Minutemen.
The real mission of the Minutemen is to come down here and do just exactly what this president asked us to do when he created the Department of Homeland Defense. And as you'll remember this, all your listeners will remember, we were encouraged to be ever vigilant and to report any unusual activity to the appropriate authorities. That's precisely what we're
but But that's internally to set up a police state, not to actually defend the country.
Well, we turned it around on him a little bit. And we said, hold it, we're going to look outward, and we're going to talk about the invasion that is taking place.
And, of course, what you're doing is wildly popular. They passed that proposition in Arizona. A majority of Hispanics voted for it as well. They try to make it racial. It's not, to stop giving all the illegals all this welfare.
Well, you're
meanwhile, North Carolina is going to give free tuition to illegals.
There are other states considering that also. That, you know, at some point, the people of the United States are going to have to stand up to their state, local, and federal governments and tell them very clearly, no, this is not what we want. As long as people sit and watch situation comedies on their TV set and do not become active in their nations, their states, their counties, and their towns, we're going to continue to be overtaken by this insane legislative drive that is on.
Well, Gray, I can only commend you and Chris and everybody else for actually putting your bodies, your flesh and blood, where your mouth is, and you are there. And, I hear even more people are now flocking there. This could possibly go into a second month, couldn't it?
Depending on how, the biggest thing we need right now is resources. We got a lot of bodies coming in, but, just the porta potty bill has kind of astronomical. This is taking place in extremely rural areas, and we've been informed by both the BLM and the state land managers that anybody going potty that is not in a porta potty, we can be arrested for, I guess, littering or sewage disposal or something.
They won't arrest the illegals for doing that, though.
No, sir, they do not. And in fact, the Border Patrol or the BLM people do not take any action at all against illegals.
Give them ideas, but they'll probably blame you for what they're doing.
Well, that is probably, but, the thing is Mexican trash is pretty easy to determine because it has Mexican labels on it, and ours have American labels on what we may have left out there, which our people are told every day, pack it in, pack it out. Do not leave a single thing there, and make sure you do not use the dumpsters provided by the county or the state. We have areas where you can dispose of it.
They talk
about putting dumpsters in and then forcing us to pay for the dumpsters. We've already got that covered.
Now, and then let the illegals use it.
Yeah.
At the same time, we've had Forest Service agents killed in that area, Border Patrol killed in that area, Mexican troops shooting up houses, kidnapping families here in Texas.
Members of the Park Service were killed also.
Yes, but still, I've talked to your organization before. You're still bad and evil, though, even though you're trying to save their lives.
According to the federal government and the current administration, yes, sir.
But I have had the head of the Border Patrol Union on, and he said this is about a new world order and that most of their agents are on your side.
I have received thumbs up from almost every Border Patrol agent I've driven past, except for the higher ranking.
Those are the commissars.
They're appointed by the current administration, yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Well, how do we support the Minuteman Project?
Well, you can call down here after tomorrow if you want to volunteer directly. If you want to actually provide help out with a little bit of funding, help pay for some of the porta potties and electricity we burn and gas we burn to get people in and out of this stuff, you can mail checks to Civil Homeland Defense, and of course that's our parent organization, and that's one you've talked to in the past, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's Civil Homeland Defense, or CHD, and that is P.O. Box 1579, Tombstone, Arizona, 85638.
Now, and of course, the website for the Tombstone Tumbleweed.
Yes, or you can also go into the Minuteman, or you can go into civilhomelanddefense.us, and that will take you directly to our parent organization, and we have a PayPal site there.
All right, good. Just a few more questions, and I'm going to let you go.
I appreciate it.
Gray Deegan. We heard about the MS-13. Latin gangs wanting to come and kill the Mexican troops. What's happened so far?
Nothing.
So they're basically just over there trying to stage the massive invasion, but you're holding them back right now.
Well, you know, what they're doing is Mexican government individual personnel are trying to move the invaders to the right and to the left of our lines. Otherwise, they're trying to outflank us, which we'll be able to do because we don't have enough people. And as for the MS-13 and the other criminal elements, and you got to realize that we are in fact standing in the way of huge criminal gangs,
drug dealers, cocaine, heroin dealers, everything,
weapons dealers, sex slave dealers, and human smugglers. All of these things are terrible. You know, and the problem is, and each one of the listeners, ask yourself, I'm begging you, ask yourself, why would people flee their country unless they were fleeing a totalitarian government? It's a rhetorical question, but think about it.
Well, I agree with you, and what you're doing is historical, and this is a chance for folks out there listening to be part of history. Know that it is dangerous. Know what you're getting into, but freedom is dangerous, but slavery is even more dangerous. And, Gray, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, hold it. Before you go, can I have another minute? I got an interesting quote here for you.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to reach across my desk here and grab it.
If you're listening to the GCN Radio Network, I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Go ahead.
Okay, that quote came from NETCOM, which is a spokesman for the large army force that is here. And many of the soldiers and the dependents have asked the army if they can take part in what we're doing. And the commanding general refused to do that. And he issued a statement that said that that they have to keep them from participating in any activity, patrolling, monitoring, or otherwise intentional act.
The one spot they could actually defend the country is the border, but they can't do it.
Right. From associating with, identifying, or detaining illegal immigrants. We do not detain, by the way. Now, he was asked about that statement later, and his spokesman, Mr. Eric Horton, stated the reason for the memo boils down to safety. We do not want to put soldiers in a situation where they could be hurt or killed.
Yeah, don't put soldiers in that situation. That's not their job.
Right. Now, do you know how frustrating that is to have the President of the United States call us vigilantes, and then one of his general officers state that it is too dangerous to do the job, that the majority of us are grandmas and grandpas. Most of us are between 55 and 80 years of age.
I need to come down there. All right, thanks for coming on, Greg.
You betcha. Keep up the good work, and if anybody can help out in any way, we could use the help.
All right, God bless you. Take care. Unbelievable, folks. So there you have it. Let's jam a few calls in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead quickly.
Afternoon, Alex. Finally, some resistance. I asked you before, what do you think the overall level of resistance is going to be when they start pushing for all of this, you know, the swiping of our cards and the RFID stuff? And when will it begin?
Well, the resistance has already begun. It's just the mainstream media doesn't cover it, so the average person doesn't know it exists. It's huge.
In your opinion, do you consider China a model New World Order country?
The United Nations does, yes. They give them all the big awards.
The cheap labor, the totalitarian government, instant execution, something like that. And earlier you were talking about movies and TV. And in the past I've heard you talk about Stanley Kubrick and his last movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
I know you're not into celebrity, but what would be really interesting is if you could ever get Tom Cruise to come on and ask him about those scenes that were deleted. And maybe he would talk to you about it and give you some insight as to what was actually taken out of that film. But didn't it have to do with the ritual and things like that?
Yes, it did.
And he died shortly, or during the production of it, didn't he?
Yes.
He had a major heart attack or something?
Right at the end, yeah.
Holy cow. Well, anyway, thanks for all your work, and we're all behind you.
Thanks for the call. We'll come back, take a few final calls in this final segment that's coming up, and I'll give you that new frequency change as well. So have your pens and paper ready. My new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's the best video I've ever produced. 3 hours long, 3 hours plus long on DVD. 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. It is now available. It is an amazing film. I authorize you to make copies. Please go to Infowars.com to watch free clips of that film and other films, to look at all the discounts and specials we're offering. We're even offering a special on this film. When you buy one, the next you get $6 off, and the next one you get $5.95 off on. A bunch of other specials going right now. So go to Infowars.com to secure your copy. We now have them, the DVDs, Martial Law. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. You can watch my new film and all the others, and a lot more at prisonplanet.tv. So go check it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, Tim, what's so interesting to me about these two candidates, and I talked about it a fair amount during the campaign, here are two sons of privilege who were raised by distinguished families in the Northeast. They went to two of the best prep schools in America, Andover and St. Paul's. They were at Yale at the same time, members of a secret society. They went in distinctly different directions after they left Yale University, and they come around now to meet each other. I was counting up their degrees the other day. This is an argument for a good education. Two degrees from Yale, one from Harvard, and one from Boston College.
That was Tom Brokaw during the election. Oh, it's just because they have good educations. You know, secret societies, no big deal. My new film, Martial Law, a whole hour of the 2.5 hour plus film covers that. Get Martial Law, folks. Let's jam three final calls in here. Mark, Gary, and JR. Mark in South Dakota. Or not South Dakota. That's San Diego, SD. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mr. Alex, you're the definition of a one-man army, setting the example for everybody. Hey, listen, Mr. Alex, I like to travel Southeast Asia, you know, Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos, and Thailand, stuff like that. But I know about the depleted uranium. What do you think about going there? I mean, you know, am I going to come back all lit up or something, or what?
Well, I don't think there's DU in Southeast Asia.
From, like, you know, blow-by or whatever, you know?
Well, that stuff blows all over the planet. It's really being in the saturated areas where it's really bad. Iraq, Afghanistan, Serbia.
So I could get away with it then?
Yeah. I mean, DU does in small levels blow around the globe, but those jet streams and trade winds carry dust across the planet. Routinely, stuff from the Mongolian desert, you know, covers our cars here in Texas.
Wow. All right, how about like ascorbic acid? What do you know about that? I called up one of these, one of these manufacturers, and the lady told me there was like wood alcohol in there. And the way it affected me, I'd kind of have to agree with it. What do you have to say about that?
Are you talking about aspartame?
Actually, ascorbic acid.
Yeah, I don't really know the details on that. I know that's part of the molecule with aspartame. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Mark in San Diego. Appreciate the compliment. Let's talk to Gary in Virginia. Gary, go ahead.
Well, hi, Alex. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Listen, I got your video there, and I really do got to commend you, my friend, for your courage to go up there during the coronation and video that. And there was a lot of my friends that I seen up there that was out there protesting that fiasco.
So you got the film martial law, and you're happy
sir.
With it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely.
Well, please make copies of it and get it out to people.
Oh, yeah. That I definitely do. There's just a couple of things that I'd like to say. That previous caller that was going to Nam or whatever, tell him to just be real careful because of the mine. And there's a whole lot of kids over there that are blown to pieces, and there's still a bunch of them in the ground. Anyhow.
Well, unless he's out in the rice paddy, you shouldn't have a problem with undetonated munitions.
Well, that remains a different, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have any rice paddy city. Didn't matter.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There was no clarification about you to just take them out any way you can.
All right. Thank you for the call, Gary. Good points. Thanks for getting the video. Before I go to JR, the third hour of the daytime show has switched its frequency to 9.975. The first 2 hours are still on 9.985, but the last hour during the day, the third hour, is 9.975. At night, it's still 3210. JR in Texas. JR, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking my call, Alex. There's something that affects my life almost on a daily basis here at the border, South Texas, and I'm sure it affects millions of other Americans' lives as well.
Checkpoints?
Yeah, that's it. Right at the border, Homeland Security. My question is...
Well, they just run that on the border and 20 miles away from the border searching vehicles, and they just wave the illegals through. It's about searching your car, correct?
That's it, yeah. And the thing is, I'm really concerned and worried and upset about is I've been trying to find out what my rights are as an American border crosser. I mean, I can't find anything on the Internet, on Homeland Security's website.
Well, let me tell you the rules. Take your freedoms... But then any foreigner, whether they're Russian, Chinese, or Mexican, has total rights. We're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless. Hello, folks.